What is the kingdom of heaven like, and what can it be compared to? The Messiah Jesus reveals that the kingdom of heaven is the most valuable treasure that mankind could possibly find. And over in the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 44 through 46, he tells us, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. The comparison that he is making is that the kingdom of heaven is so valuable, so precious, that when found, a man or a woman would give everything they have to gain it. So what is it about the kingdom of heaven that makes it so precious and so valuable that mankind should strive to gain it? Well, the Apostle John recorded in his gospel, in the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 16, what the Messiah said. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. Not just a shadow of life as it's experienced here on this earth, but everlasting and eternal life. You know, there's a lot of different concepts here in this world. A couple of the ones that are fairly well known is that in this world that people that go to heaven float around on clouds all day playing harps. Yep, little blue-eyed, shiny blonde-haired cherubs floating around on clouds just playing harps all day long. And that's how it is when you go to heaven. And then there's another concept that's common, is that a place of sensual delights awaits for those whom God rewards. You know, those concepts could not be any farther from the truth that Jesus, the Messiah, brought to mankind from God. You know, before the Messiah was murdered, he, knowing what was soon to take place, prepared his chosen apostles for the atrocious events that were about to happen. And again, the Apostle John recorded in his gospel, in the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 3, as he was speaking to his apostles here, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." He let them know that it was essential for him to go so that he might prepare a place in the kingdom of heaven that those who chose the true life will someday live. A place that was revealed to the Apostle John called the new heaven and the new earth. And John records that in a book called Revelations, the last book in the New Testament portion of the Bible. And I'll be reading from chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. The words of God are indeed true and faithful. He will do what he says he is going to do. He is going to make all things new. Mankind will be made a new creature, not as the old one, who lived with sorrow and pain, the creature that was subject to tears and finally death, for those things are going to pass away. And the Apostle Mark recorded in his Gospel, and I'm going to be reading from Mark 12, verses 19 through 27. And it's a little bit of quite a few scriptures there, but please bear with me. Master, Moses wrote unto us, If a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died. Neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. Now, during the time that the Messiah here was upon the earth, the Jews were broken into different sects, known as the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection, and they did not believe in spirits and those sort of things. So they were trying to catch Jesus here. Here they had their questions to trick him and show him, there's no resurrection. But listen to what the Messiah replied to them. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not ye read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Now, very interesting indeed. And he said that after the resurrection, there's not going to be any marriage. There's not going to be a body that's made of flesh and bone. He said that they're going to be as the angels. They're going to be spirits. And then he tells them, you know, in regards that there is a resurrection, God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. You know, all throughout history and even today, mankind is willing to fight, struggle, and even die in pursuit of what it values most here on this earth. Why? Is there anything on this earth so valuable as the kingdom of heaven, as life and eternal life? Is there anyone who can defy death and say, I will live forever? I don't think so. In part 4 of the Kingdom of Heaven, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.